From Hidden Brain Media, I'm Shankar Vedantam. This is My Unsung Hero, stories where one person reached out to help another in a time of need.
I don't know the name of my unsung hero.
And here she was trying to encourage me that it was going to be all right.
Thank you. You will forever be my unsung hero.
Today's story comes from River Adams. In 1991, at the age of 19, River and their family came to the U.S. as Jewish refugees from the Soviet Union. The family received a small amount of support from welfare and food stamps, but it wasn't nearly enough to survive on. So River and their older sister tried to apply for jobs, but neither spoke much English.
For the first several months, no one would hire us because, well, we couldn't pass an interview. We didn't even understand the simple questions the employers were asking. So the four of us were always hungry. Our diet consisted almost entirely of macaroni with ketchup, discounted manager's special bananas, you know, the ones that had turned black, and the cheapest cereal we could find, which was Fruit Loops. But, you know, still there was never enough of these foods either. Then in the summer of 91, my sister and I were hired to work at Roy Rogers. It was a fast food chain that was very common then, and they specialized in fried chicken. So we were hired part-time to bread the chicken and mop the floors. And the manager who hired us, he did us a kindness just by giving us the job, because we were still, you know, really not with it. And we were grateful. And all I remember about this man is that his name was Ed. So the work was hard, but being hungry and surrounded by all this food was harder. We couldn't afford any of it. When other workers bought their meals during breaks, we didn't eat. And I think after a while, Ed realized the financial situation we were in, and he began to help us. We worked the evening shift, so after we would close and clean the restaurant, Ed would put the leftover fried chicken into a bucket and give it to us to take home to our family. And for the first time in months, the four of us ate. We didn't go to sleep hungry, and suddenly we had hope that we would survive. Of course, we didn't understand then that Ed was breaking the rules by giving us this food. I doubt that Ed remembers us, but he is a hero in our family, and we mention his name often and with utmost warmth. I doubt he knows that these two new immigrants that he once hired and fed remember him as the first American who was kind to us. He's the man who saved us. I wish I could find Ed, wherever he is, and hug him and bring him into our family and feed him as many spectacular home-cooked meals as he can stand. I wish I could find his family and tell them what a wonderful man they have for a loved one.
Listener River Adams of Marlborough, Massachusetts. River went on to become a pianist, medical interpreter, and author. If you liked today's episode, please be sure to share it with a few friends. And to share a story about your unsung hero, please record a voice memo on your phone and email it to us at myunsunghero@hiddenbrain.org. Again, that's myunsunghero@hiddenbrain.org. I'm Shankar Vedantam. See you soon.